JazzCast Pros.
If you want better results, then forget about setting goals. Focus on your system instead. James Clear, author of Atomic Habits. Hey, dreamers, welcome back to the Doze Podcast. If you're tuning in, chances are you're looking to conquer those sleep challenges and wake up feeling refreshed and more energized. I'm your host, Soda Kitchkowski. I'm a sleep coach and educator with over 18 years of helping individuals like you optimize their sleep. And today, as part of a series for May, Better Sleep Month, I'm sharing with you my formula for an easy set-it-and-forget-it approach to sleep environment optimization. Simply put, it's creating a sleep space that will support your best sleep. Now, for this, I drew inspiration from author James Clear of Atomic Habits. As to help you focus on creating a system that prepares you without active participation on your part. I mean, habits are great, but they take time. And if you're like many, including myself, you want to see immediate results. So our time together is about exploring how to set up your sleep environment with care that can lead to lasting improvements in your sleep quality night after night. I want to help you create a sleep sanctuary where every element is designed to support deep, restful sleep. From the darkness created by blackout curtains to the soothing sounds to factors that affect how you breathe at night, each of these components plays a critical role. These aren't just passive elements. They're active participants in your nightly journey to dreamland. That one set can continuously foster good sleep as each one has the ability to support and strengthen your sleep cycle, or alternatively, to disrupt it if you do not address them. So if you've been struggling with sleep, think of this as setting the stage for success, where every night you step into a space perfectly tuned to support your sleep goals. I want us to break down how each of these elements works together to create the ultimate sleep-enhancing environment. Now, last week, I interviewed Dr. Daniel Gartenberg, and we talked about everything from EMF, those electromagnetic fields that emit electronics, to noise pollution, as well as using his proprietary sound stimulation app for deeper sleep. In future episodes, we'll be diving into light pollution, air quality, and breathing and inflammation with some other sleep specialists. But for today, I want us to focus on a simple checklist for optimizing your sleep space once and for all. There are numerous polls that have led to the clear fact that our environment accounts for the majority of our sleep experience. This tells us that it really does matter. So first, you have to have a dedicated sleep space, but you also want to make sure that it's conducive to sleep. Now, I want to start with the obvious here. You know, there are factors that you may already have heard about that are more or less the standard for an ideal sleep environment, and I don't want to pass them over. I do want to spend a couple minutes just talking about them. Starting with temperature. Did you know that the optimal temperature for sleep is typically between 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit? Now, this range is considered ideal because it supports the natural dip in our body's core temperature that occurs during sleep, which is essential for entering deeper, more restorative sleep cycles. And to maintain this optimal temperature in your bedroom, you want to consider using things like fans, air conditioning, or using heating wisely. You know, even simple solutions like adjusting your blankets or using breathable sleepwear can make a huge difference. And, you know, there will be some trial and error with this depending on where you live. You know, if you are in a new versus an older home, an apartment, a condo, you know, the floor level that you're on, the altitude level, depending on where you reside in the world. But the simple rule is cooler equals better, longer sleep. So forget the layers and keep it light. And an easy way to do this is to open a window in the evening to let in fresh, cool air, you know, if the climate allows. Alternatively, if you want some help with this and a best buy, a set it and forget it tool is a smart thermostat like the Nest, which can help regulate your bedroom's temperature throughout the night automatically. You know, we use one in my home, and it's a great tool for not only saving money, but when it hits, you know, 11 p.m., it automatically drops and stays low and then increases in the morning when we need it to. This is just one way that technology can support us in creating healthier habits in a very hands-off way. Next up is humidity. The right humidity level is key for sleep comfort, and ideally, you want to keep it between 40 to 50%. When humidity is too low, it can dry out your nasal passages and throat, and it can lead to discomfort and, of course, snoring. And if you've ever woken up coughing, this one is one for you to focus in on. On the other end, high humidity can also make your environment feel stuffy and interfere with breathing, potentially exacerbating allergies or asthma. Some solutions include using a humidifier, which can add moisture to dry air, while a dehumidifier can help remove excess humidity, keeping your sleep environment perfectly balanced. An easy and free method is to regularly air out your room to balance indoor humidity naturally. And some ways, and this is based on seasons, right, to humidify your room, which again means adding moisture to the air, is to use things like houseplants, which naturally release moisture into the air through the process of transpiration. And some great choices include golden pothos, peace lily, snake, and aloe vera. You just want to take care to keep them away from pets, as some can be toxic. Leaving water out, placing bowls or vases of water around your home, especially near heat sources, can help add moisture to the air as the water evaporates. Drying your clothes indoors. Hanging laundry to dry inside your home can significantly increase humidity as the clothes release moisture into the air while drying. Cooking on the stovetop. Regularly cooking, especially boiling water on the stovetop, releases steam into the air, which can help humidify your living space. And using a fountain. Small indoor water fountains can add moisture to the air due to the constant water circulation, which causes evaporation. And some other ways to dehumidify, which refers again to that removal of moisture from the air, which can help prevent the growth of mold, mildew, and reduce allergens like dust mites, which include ventilating properly. Regularly opening windows and doors to create airflow can help reduce indoor humidity, especially during dry, windy days. Using rock salt is a natural dehumidifier. Placing a bucket of rock salt in damp areas can absorb excess moisture from the air. Using charcoal blocks. Charcoal not only absorbs moisture, but odors as well. And placing charcoal in a basket or tray around your home can help keep the air dry and fresh. And I'll make sure to drop a link below with some that are sold in ready-to-use pouches to avoid leaving any residue. Using baking soda, which can absorb moisture and odors, and placing bowls of baking soda in damp areas can help maintain a drier environment. And increasing indoor temperature. Using fans or increasing the thermostat slightly can help reduce relative indoor humidity, as warm air can hold more moisture and prevent condensation. So implementing any of these natural strategies can help maintain optimal humidity levels in your home. And of course, taking into account adapting to seasonal changes so that you don't have to rely heavily on electrical appliances to do the work for you. But that being said, if you do want a tool to use and the best product to buy for this, I'm a big fan of the Levoit humidifier, which is highly rated for its ultra-quiet operation and its ability to maintain consistent humidity levels, making it ideal for bedrooms. I mean, I personally am a fan of Levoit products, as I mentioned, and although I have no affiliation, I do use their air humidifier, as it doubles as a sound machine, as we have trains that run throughout the night in my area, so it also blocks out those noises that could awaken me, being that I'm a super light sleeper. Which brings me to dust and allergens. Now, these can be major irritants, especially if you suffer from allergies or respiratory issues as I do. Having a regular cleaning routine can help minimize dust. I always say that the cleanest room in your home should be the bedroom. So if you only do one, make it that one. Now, while temperature, humidity, and air quality can be three big factors, there are others that can go a long way in creating your ideal sleep space, such as your room layout, or the art of feng shui. The arrangement of furniture and overall ambiance of your bedroom can affect your subconscious comfort level, which in turn impacts your ability to relax and to fall asleep. Now, the color of your bedroom walls and decor can also influence your mood and energy levels. Bright colors might be too energizing and could subtly affect your ability to wind down. You know, red isn't a great color for the bedroom. You want more subtle, calming colors. Even if the lights are off when you sleep, it's setting you up mentally for relaxation when you enter the space. So choose wall colors from a palette of soft blues, greens, or earth tones that are inherently relaxing and conducive to sleep. Some things to consider are rearranging your furniture to ensure your bed is in a commanding position away from the door, but where you can still see the entrance. This arrangement promotes a sense of safety and calm. And a best product to buy and set it and forget it to enhance the room's energy, according to feng shui principles, is including the right lighting. Now, at The Doze, we've created a line of products that are best suited for supporting a healthy sleep cycle. So there's a couple that I want to share with you. First, and these are my must-haves for sleep, a bedside nightlight. It's the perfect amber hue that promotes the release of the hormone melatonin that also helps us avoid those lights, those with the white hue, what's known as blue light, that can interfere with our ability to feel relaxed and ready for sleep. We also have an amber light-sensing dimmable nightlight for the hallway bathroom for those late-night trips. Because if we're looking at any type of blue light, even for a fraction of a second when we wake up, it makes it that much harder to wind down, which is why we don't want to be looking at like our phone screens, right? So we want to make sure that all of the lights that are associated in or around our sleep space have that amber or red hue. We also have a 4-in-1 humidifier, sound machine, diffuser, and amber nightlight all in one. Now, it comes in a sleek, compact casing that provides all the elements needed to support your sleep without the bulkiness or taking over your nightstand. And I'll make sure to drop links for all of them below so that you can read a little bit more about what they do and how they can best support your sleep space. And last, when it comes to lighting, you want to make sure that you're blocking outside light sources from, you know, the windows. You're covering up any intrusive lights from alarm clocks, television outlets, or anything that could disturb your sleep if you wake up. There are little dimmies. I'll drop a link for those as well. And another great one is a sleep mask. Now, there's only one that I recommend and that we carry because it has a nose baffle to completely block out all the light. It's also silk with a double adjustable strap, and it comes with a pouch to store it and make it easy to travel with when you're away from home. And of course, you have to add onto the list your mattress, your pillows, and your bedding, which of course have a great influence on your sleep quality. The goal is that they should support your body and keep you comfortable throughout the night. So for instance, incorrect pillow height is a big factor for many. And using a pillow that doesn't support the neck properly can lead to discomfort and disruptions throughout the night, which can impact your sleep cycle. Now, there are options that allow you to adjust the amount of stuffing in your pillow to match your specific support needs. You know, whether you sleep on your side, your back, or your stomach, you know, the Coop is a nice one. I'm a side sleeper, so my pillow of choice is the one by Cushion Lab because it's the right height for me so that I don't wake up with that kink in my neck or headaches in the morning. Another thing to include is to rotate or flip your mattress every couple months to ensure even wear and prolong comfort. Now, they only make them to last these days about 3 or 4 years, whereas in the past, it could be, you know, every 8 to 10 years you were supposed to replace your mattress. Now, there are things like mattress toppers that can be a great way to make them last longer. And of course, choosing the right bedding is key as well. Material choice is important. You want to opt for hyperallergenic materials like organic cotton, bamboo, or microfiber, which are resistant to dust mites and much easier to wash. And these materials also tend to be breathable, which prevents moisture buildup where dust mites thrive. And their washability should be a factor. You know, choosing bedding that can withstand frequent washing. Washing your sheets, pillowcases, and blankets weekly in hot water can kill dust mites and remove allergens. Using things like protective covers. Using dust mite-proof covers for mattresses, duvets, and pillows. These covers are made from tightly woven fabric that can keep those allergens away. And you want to think minimalist when it comes to design. Avoid overly textured or layered bedding, which can trap dust and allergens. Simple designs are easier to keep clean and free from dust buildup. Now, there are so many little things that you may not have considered tools to better sleep, but I'm hoping that your eyes are now open to them. And I will drop a link to my Optimize Your Bedroom checklist below that outlines everything and makes it very simple to follow. So that wraps up our exploration of the set it and forget it strategies to optimize your bedroom for better sleep. Remember, the goal is to create a sleep sanctuary that works for you continuously without needing to rethink or redo your setup night after night. I encourage you to, again, download the checklist I've provided and start to take one or two, you know, tips that we've discussed today and implement them in your own sleep space until you have completely set it up for sleep success. Whether it's investing in hyperallergenic bedding to reduce allergens or simply rearranging your furniture to enhance the flow of your room, each change is a step towards achieving deeper and more restful sleep. And I'd love to hear what worked for you, so make sure to leave your comments below. So thank you again for listening and for joining me today. Until next time, I'm back every Wednesday with a new episode ready to empower you to take control of your sleep. If you've enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to the Doze Podcast. I still have lots to share with you as we work together towards creating solutions around your unique sleep challenges and needs. Until then, remember your pure potential if you change how well you sleep.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
And I'm Kelly,
the host of Getting Real with Bossy, the real, raw, and honest podcast about small business ownership.
We created Bossy to be a safe place to ask the hard questions and to get support that's necessary.
With our experience, 9 businesses and over 25 years, we continue to bear it all and share what we wish we had known.
We move past the must-be-nices and start getting real. Come along as we interview small business owners and get the true story.
Leave with another tool for the next time you feel alone on this journey.
Business ownership leads to unexpected knowledge. What are you an expert at?
Tell us at Getting Real with Bossy and subscribe today.